guys. Back to Truth Hurts Radio. I guess I'm sounding okay now, but I don't know, man. When I listen to the commercials, it's all broken up. I'm having weird connection problems again. It's crazy. Anyway, picking up with this quote here. This is from the article WorldNet Daily dealing with Joe Bannister. It said, that's how Joseph Bannister, a certified public accountant who, until last month, was an investigator and gunslinger for the Criminal Investigation Division of the IRS, now regards his former employer. In other words, he regards them as tyrannical and, you know, going against the Constitution. His conclusion is based in part on a personal 2-year investigation into the agency's history and purpose, an investigation he began somewhat reluctantly, never expecting that he'd reach the conclusion that he did. His is truly an interesting story, guys. You know, here he was again, a repo man, if you will. A collection person, you know, gun and all, who would go after delinquent taxpayers. And he did it for several years, and one day, just bang, it just hit him like a ton of bricks that what he was doing was totally illegal. And for conscience' sake, which is a rare thing nowadays, he just couldn't do it anymore. Anyway, let me finish with this last paragraph here. His research led him to question its very legality and constitutionality. Deeply disturbed by his discoveries, he summarized these in a report which, in February, he sent to his supervisors and asked them to respond to these three allegations. Number one, that the filing of federal income tax is voluntary, and that the filing of income tax returns is not required. Number two, that the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was never ratified. By the way, this is true. The 16th Amendment never was properly ratified. You can actually read about that in a fascinating two-part book called The Law That Never Was, The Fraud of the 16th Amendment and Personal Income Tax by Bill Benson. Actually had him on not too many months ago. Or actually, I had his lawyer, Bill Benson's lawyer. Was it Dick Stein there? I generally don't use this argument, guys, though, because, as I just read, the Supreme Court itself admits that this amendment doesn't even grant Congress any new powers of taxation in the first place. So you don't need to refute the 16th Amendment on the basis of it not being properly ratified, because it didn't even change anything. Anyway, number three in Bannister's list here, he said that income taxes are not used to pay for daily government operations, but to pay the interest on the national debt. And that is, in fact, true. The income tax is not used to fund the government. They don't subsist on income tax. They subsist on loans. The loans directly fund the government. They just tax you later to pay the loans, or should I say now, to pay the interest on the loans, which you talked about yesterday. So you're indirectly funding the government, not directly. And what kind of response do you think that Bannister got from the IRS? WorldNet Daily quoted these opening words of the response letter that he got from the agency. This is what they said. The Internal Revenue Service will not be responding to your request and will provide you with the necessary paperwork to tender your resignation, his supervisor wrote. Bannister says, continues the article now, Bannister says that he was astonished and confused at the response, or rather, the lack of it. And we'll finish that, guys, when we get back. Stick with us.
T Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Let me pick up with this WorldNet Daily quote here. I'll just reread that last line that I read before the break. Bannister says that he was astonished, again, that they wouldn't answer his questions, and confused at the response, or rather the lack of it. After all, he had worked for the agency 5 years. He believed his allegations were serious enough to warrant a response. Even a personal plea to Commissioner Charles Rosati himself wasn't enough. His career as a special agent was so much dust. And what do you suppose became of Mr. Bannister? Well, on November 18th, 2004, he was arrested for, you guessed it, tax crimes. Tax evasion. He was later released after paying out a handsome $25,000 bond. You see how they try to destroy you guys? They couldn't answer his questions about what makes a person liable for paying the fraudulent income tax, but they arrest him anyway and fined him $25,000. Guys, again, this is nothing but pure harassment and intimidation. Again, the quotes I read earlier, they operate on, you know, 90% fear. Well, it's 100% fear, but actually, guys, he is only one of the lucky ones. Usually, what happens is they send you a SWAT team that can often result in the death of the target person. It's all part of living in a free country. Well, they've done this on many occasions. Right in front of the, you know, your family, your kids, treat you like a common criminal. They love it. Oh, yeah. It'll send a message out to neighbors and friends and people around the country. Do not question the IRS. The infernal revenue service. Anyway, on June 23rd, 2005, Bannister was actually acquitted. He was found not guilty of all charges launched against him. In other words, the IRS could not prove its case. Of course it couldn't. But don't worry, guys. These boys are relentless. You know, they've been harassing him ever since. His life has not been returned back to peace and quiet. But, you know, on the contrary, they're harassing him now more than ever, as you might expect. This is just the way they work. It's so disgusting. Anyway, let's go on to another fallacy about the income tax. I kind of touched on this already, that the income tax is necessary to raise revenue to pay for day-to-day operations of the federal government. You know, I touched on it, but it needs some more elaboration. It's not necessary, guys. That's the amazing thing. You know, people say, oh, what do you mean you got to pay your fair share? How else is the government going to subsist? No. No, you're sadly mistaken if that's what you think. Your taxes are not needed for the government to subsist. In the January 1946 issue of American Affairs, not to be confused with Foreign Affairs, that's the CFR Journal. This is an old, I don't believe it's still in use anymore. But anyway, American Affairs, Beardsley Rummel, who at that time was the chairman of the powerful New York branch of the Federal Reserve System, he wrote an article titled Taxes for Revenue Are Obsolete. In the introduction to this article, the editor of the magazine summarized Rummel's words by saying, quote, his thesis is that given a central banking system and an inconvertible currency, money not backed by gold, a sovereign national government is finally free of money worries and needs no longer levy taxes for the purpose of providing itself with revenue. Rummel, incidentally, was the one who devised the system of automatic withdrawing during World War II. Thus, you know, he's certainly qualified to talk about this matter. So, again, if our federal income tax is not needed to fund the federal government, then what exactly is this tax money used for? On January 15th, 1984, the Grace Commission, a private sector blue ribbon committee impaneled by President Ronald Reagan to find ways to cut government spending, stated in its final report to the president, quote, 100% of what is collected is absorbed solely by interest on the federal debt. All individual income tax revenues are gone before one nickel is spent on the service taxpayers expect from government. So there you go. Not only are your tax dollars not needed to fund the government, but they don't fund the government. They only are used to pay on the interest of the debt, so say government reports themselves. Yes, you have heard correctly, folks. Not one nickel or even one penny of personal income tax that is collected by the IRS goes to pay for government service and government programs. Instead, this money is used, once again, as interest on our fraudulent debt to the Federal Reserve. You can see now how these two play together. Fraudulent Federal Reserve, the fraudulent income tax. But there is another, even more sinister reason for imposing this unconstitutional tax on American citizens. In the same American Affairs article mentioned a moment ago, quoting from Rummel, Rummel himself wrote these words. He said, the most important single purpose to be served by the imposition of the federal tax is the maintenance of a dollar which has stable purchasing power over the years. Without the use of federal taxation, all other means of stabilization are unavailing. You know what he really means by that? It disguises the inflation, or dare I even say hyperinflation, that is created by the printing of all of this worthless money and pumping the economy with it, guys. By sucking off, siphoning off one-third, at least one-third, of everyone's paycheck every week, it hides the fact that they're pumping the economy with all this worthless money, which would soon, again, result in hyperinflation. People would realize the fraud, and the whole system would collapse. So it's all about economic control. Stabilizing the purchasing power, while yet actually taking it away slowly, gradually, by increasing the cost of living. You see the game that's going on here? The true purpose of the income tax, let me state it again, or the, you know, the most important one, is to maintain relative economic stability as they create hyperinflation. The siphoning off of excess dollars from circulation provided by the income tax helps once again to hide inflation, guys. That's all it is. But what Rummel failed to mention in the above quote I just cited is that the income tax was never intended to prevent dollar devaluation, but to help to control the process so that it would happen more subtly without alerting the public as to what was going on. Not to stop it, of course. They want inflation, but they want to be able to print a lot of money and devaluate it without people being aware that so much money is floating around out there, you see? And all the while, they're grabbing it up in their own hands. They're using it to buy up real commodities, as I mentioned yesterday, you know, buy properties, buy gold, things that have real tangible value. So when they crash the thing, their wealth won't be affected. Just like in 1929, their wealth wasn't affected with the crash of the dollar because their wealth didn't depend on the dollar. Anyway, this is the only stabilization that the income tax provides, just to conceal the hyperinflation, inflation and hyperinflation that they're creating by design. The income tax, of course, has still another purpose to it, guys. Perhaps no less important, actually, than that of disguising inflation. The globalists know all too well that money equals power. And by robbing significant amounts of our income each week, they have made we the people much less of a threat to their plans. This situation becomes all the more pathetic and seems most ironic when one considers the fact that the American Revolution, guys, started over protests against unjust taxes. Yet, these taxes were indirect taxes and only amounted to between 1 and 3% of a person's wages. By contrast, the bulk of the taxes that we pay today are direct taxes, illegal direct taxes, and looking at our modern tax burden collectively, involving local, state, and federal tax, it amounts to well over 50% of our wages. Think about it. What spawned the revolution that started this country off in the first place involved an indirect tax. You didn't have to pay it if you didn't want. You simply just didn't buy the tea. And yet, it only amounted to, you know, 1 to 3% of a person's wages. Look at what we're paying out today. Today, this tax is imposed on you. They call it voluntary compliance, but you know how that works. It's imposed on you. They take it before you even get your check, and it amounts collectively, you know, the federal combined with state and local tax, it amounts to over 50% of your wages. Unbelievable. And there goes that wretched dog again, I tell you. I'm going to kick a field goal with him one of these days. So now you know, guys, the truth behind the income tax. But a question still remains. If the taxes on our wages are not what funds the government, then, you know, what does the government subsist on? Well, I've already touched on that. It's, of course, the loans it takes from the Fed, but I'll talk about that some more when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, continuing talking about the fraudulent income tax. So, again, as I mentioned before the break, and I touched on this earlier, since our income tax doesn't go directly to fund the government, how does the government subsist? Once again, yeah, it's on the loans it takes from the Federal Reserve. So think about it, guys. What function, what legitimate function does the Federal Reserve serve? Understand, once again, as I mentioned yesterday, it's totally illegal. All right? It doesn't even have any legal standing. The Constitution does not allow for a private, unelected, unregulated, uncontrolled, for-profit agency to run our monetary system. Okay? Only Congress has the power to mint, not print our money, and to regulate the value thereof, and the, you know, the, whatever the distribution of the or creation of you know, coinage. But here's this private corporation, for-profit corporation, doing both of those, regulating the value and, you know, printing, not minting, but printing, totally illegal. So right off the bat, it doesn't even have any legal function. It has no right to exist. But aside from that, what function does it serve? You might say, well, yeah, it is illegal, but at least it's doing some good for us. No, it isn't. What good is it doing? There's no need for it. It would be bad enough if the government just illegally taxed us, but then turned around and used that tax money to fund its programs and services. That would be bad enough that they're taking our money legally. But they operate through this middleman. So what they actually do is, again, they take loans from the Federal Reserve, then they turn around and tax us and use that to pay back the loans plus interest. So it's not just that they're taking from Peter to give to Paul, they're taking and taking and taking and taking and taking and taking and taking from Peter to give to Paul. Way beyond what they take from Paul in the first place. It's unbelievable. What legitimate function do they serve? Nothing. They're absolute monstrous parasites that are solely responsible for the economic mess that we're now in. Not just us, by the way, but, you know, since yesterday, because you haven't noticed, there's been a lot of economic turmoil all over the planet. And it's because all of these nations that are now suffering have central banks. Let me point out once again that the axis of evil countries are the only countries left on the planet that don't have central banks. That should alert you to something right there. But what a contrast this is, guys, this setup that we have, from how the government was originally supposed to fund itself, the original system that the founders had set up. Do understand that prior to the establishment of the Federal Reserve and the fraudulent income tax, the government subsisted entirely on indirect taxes, such as, you know, purchase taxes, and tariffs. Those purchase taxes, of course, were indirect. You didn't have to pay them. You just didn't buy the products that were taxed. And tariffs. Mostly, it subsisted on tariffs. And all during that time, the national budget was balanced every year except during the Civil War period. Did you know that? We didn't have outrageous national debt. The only debt we ever got, again, was during the outrageous debt was during the Civil War period, but that was quickly paid off because the money that was used was not interest-bearing. Oh, man, I'm telling you. I mean, the contrast is absolutely astonishing. We never had any of the problems that we have now, guys, up until 1913. They sold us this bag of goods by telling us that it would, you know, the Federal Reserve would prevent another collapse or another near collapse like 1907, you know, the panic of 1907. Far from stopping panics, all we've gotten is depressions and recessions and crashes from these scoundrels. We're now headed for another one. It's going to be far worse than 1929. While some might argue that today's government couldn't function on, you know, tariffs and indirect taxes, by the way, today, where the government once subsisted mostly on tariffs, today there's almost no more tariffs. Almost all of them have been removed. And now the government is subsisting entirely on, well, you know, loans, but depending on your tax dollars to pay the loans back. Almost entirely now, our tax dollars are funding everything. And virtually nothing is coming out of tariffs anymore. They've been pushing all the while to get us paying taxes to get rid of tariffs. It's one of the big pieces of the agenda for the world government system that they're creating, guys. They don't want big corporations to have to pay these taxes. They want to flip you the burden instead, and we're pretty much already there. But again, while some might argue that today's government could not function on tariffs and indirect taxes alone, this is only partially true. The only reason it couldn't thusly function today is because of its presently overextended size and unrestrained spending habits. But if it were forced to downsize and cut out so many very unnecessary and often downright despicable programs and bureaucracies, and cease from sending billions overseas in the name of so-called foreign aid, and learn to function on a limited budget like the rest of us, then it most certainly could function adequately on tariffs and indirect taxes alone as it once did. This is the system that Ron Paul wants to return us to, guys, and he could do it. But again, you know, some of these big bureaucracies have to go. That's why he's talking about shutting down the FBI, the CIA, and all these other crap, alphabet agencies that, again, we not only don't need, but they're downright detrimental to this country's health, folks. Anyway, short break, guys. Stick with us. Be right back. Lose the love I knew, safely.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm going to go off and expose another fallacy regarding the income tax, one that states that all American citizens are required to file and pay income tax. And it sounds redundant because, you know, we've already been touching on that issue, but this specific aspect of it, let's address it in more detail. Are you, in fact, required to pay income tax? Where is the law? Where is it that they claim that you're required to do this? Repeated warnings from the government and the media have probably led you to believe that all citizens have an obligation to file income tax returns and that they owe their, quote, fair share of the tax burden, whether they like paying it or not. But again, is this really true? Are all U.S. citizens liable for the income tax? Or maybe we should really call it the wage tax, because that's what it is. It's another little word game that they've played on us. There is a distinction between wages and income. Both of them have two different legally defined, legal definitions. Your wages are payment rendered to you for services. And your income is any money earned beyond that, you know, through investments or whatnot, you know, if you win the lottery or something. But, you know, they call it an income tax, and it really isn't, because they're taxing your wages, guys. It's just word games over and over. That's all they give you is just poppycock. And they're hoping they can confuse you thereby and have you, again, throw your arms up in the air and just pay your dues just to shut them up or keep them off your back. But it's, again, a complete fraud. But to see where Congress made the U.S. citizen working in the 50 states liable for this tax on his or her own income, simply read chapters 1 through 6 of the IRS code, which covers the tax on income, and locate the corresponding liability statute. Well, good luck, folks, because it doesn't exist. That's right. You can scan the entire code, guys, by computer or on CD-ROM, you know, on the internet or whatever, and you can rest assured that you will not find it. Tens of thousands have diligently looked with a fine-tooth comb for years on end and have discovered that it's just not there. If you doubt this, try it yourself. Yes, the IRS can't even rely on its own code to compel us to comply with this fraudulent income tax. It's nowhere to be found, guys. The only ones liable for this tax are foreigners or U.S. citizens working overseas in a foreign country that is under a current tax treaty with the United States. Although your tax professional may point to Code Section 1, which imposes the income tax on individuals, researching the underlying Treasury regulations for Code Section 1 will reveal that the individual referred to is one with foreign source income only, which is why, as outrageous as it may sound, it is absolutely correct to state that unless in receipt of foreign source income, you are not now paying the income tax, nor have you ever paid one dime in income tax your entire life. So what tax have you been paying? Well, as I said, it's actually the wage tax. We'll come back to that in a minute, though. But first, we must deal with another question that you may be asking yourself at this point. How could it be possible, how could it be true that I have never paid a single dime in income tax when I, as a taxpayer, have always been required to file Form 1040 to report my income? This leads us to another fallacy about the income tax. Form 1040, as many believe, is required by all working Americans to report their income. But is it? Is it required by law? The Department of the Treasury, which supervises the IRS, made the following declaration back in 1916. Quote, the responsible heads, agents, or representatives of non-resident aliens shall make a full and complete return of the income therefrom on Form 1040. Non-resident aliens shall make a full and complete report on Form 1040. That does not apply to American citizens. Well, guess what? It's the total opposite today, isn't it? Illegals can come in here, no problemo, no taxaciono, and yet, you know, we're here. I shouldn't say that because it's not just the Mexicans coming over here. It's people from all different countries coming over here, Brazilians, particularly in my area. And, you know, again, I don't blame these people, guys. It's not their fault. It's Washington's fault for allowing this mass influx of illegal aliens. They come over here, and to a large extent, they don't pay taxes, but we do. It's supposed to be for foreigners, not for, oh, man. Anyway, so Form 1040, just like the income tax itself, is for foreigners or U.S. citizens, again, with foreign source income. As further proof of this fact, under the 1980 Paperwork Reduction Act, Congress made the Office of Management and Budget, the OMB, the watchdog required to approve any government agency form that asks for information from a U.S. citizen. According to the OMB and the National Office of the IRS, the required form for a U.S. citizen to use to report income is not Form 1040. It's Form 2555, titled Foreign Earned Income. The top of Form 2555 says, attached to front of Form 1040. Form 1040, U.S. Individual Income Tax Return, is merely a supplemental worksheet to the required Form 2555, which states, for use by U.S. citizens, again, with foreign source income, of course. Apparently, the IRS does know the difference, guys, between an individual and a citizen. They're both defined differently in the IRS code. Do you see the fraud they're pulling over on you? It's chicanery, legal chicanery. Now back to our other question. If you haven't been paying the income tax, then, you know, what have you been paying? Once again, guys, you've been paying the employment tax, otherwise known as the wage or social security, i.e. socialism tax. The employment tax is found in chapters 21 through 25 of the IRS code and has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the income tax under the law. The true definition of income, once again, is money earned beyond your wages, profits on investments, and if you win the lottery or whatever. While the word wages refers exclusively to financial reimbursements for services rendered, neither of them, of course, are constitutionally taxable for U.S. citizens who live and work in the U.S., since taxation of either of them amounts to a direct tax. And who is liable for the employment tax? The employee, of course, but not just any employee, only one who volunteers to apply for a Social Security number. One who volunteers to use that number to build up credits toward retirement and other federal benefits. One who volunteers to sign a Form W-40, Employees Withholding Allowance Certificate, and allows taxes to be withheld from his or her paycheck. You know, the impression is, again, that you have to do it because they give it to you, right? But it is voluntary. You don't have to fill it out, but they press you into thinking you do, just like they press you into thinking you got to get immunized or have your kids immunized. No, you don't. There's no such law that requires you to, but they want you to think there is. And unfortunately, many have fallen for it. Let's go on to, my voice is cracking bad. Let's go on to another fallacy. Submitting the W-4 is required by law. No, it isn't, guys. The fact is, there is no law requiring any worker to execute a Form W-40. It's strictly elective. Of course, it appears mandatory, since most employers, nearly all of them, won't hire you without one. Why not? Because they've never read the actual law, and thus they believe, like everyone else believes, that it is required. But the truth is that the W-4 is simply a permission slip that allows an employer to withhold taxes from an employee, one who volunteers to be extorted. So the question is asked, is everyone who hires others automatically an employer? No, guess again. Only those who have signed Form SS-4, Application for Employer Identification Number. And as you may have guessed by now, this form is not required either. Do you see the scams they pulled off on us? It's like getting a marriage license. Get out of here. Or a 501c3. You want to function as a church? You got to have a 501c3. But when you ask them what law requires you, that's all, folks. There is none, folks. None. That's all, folks. After all, an application, guys, notice, they rightfully call these things application. And an application is always voluntary, isn't it? Otherwise, there would be no reason to apply. The proper paperwork to stop tax withholding in the workplace is explained in 26 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 1.1441-5, and in IRS Publication 515, which, in speaking to the withholding agent, states, quote, if an individual gives you a written statement stating that he or she is a citizen or resident of the United States, and you do not know otherwise, you do not have to withhold tax. It's right there in their own paperwork. Let me read that again. This is from the IRS publication 515. In speaking to the withholding agent, states, if an individual gives you a written statement stating that he or she is a citizen or resident of the United States and you do not know otherwise, you do not have to withhold tax. Can you believe this? Can you believe it? They admitted in their own documents, guys, that you as an American citizen of the United States are not liable as a citizen to pay the income tax, and your employer is not liable to withhold it. It's right in their own documents. Oh, is this incredible or what? This document then goes on to refer the reader to another form, Publication 15, Circular E, Employer's Tax Guide, for additional information. However, as you may have guessed, this information does not apply to any American citizen who is earning income or wages in the United States, unless, of course, that citizen has volunteered to have his wages taxed, or ransacked, I guess I should say. Imagine that, guys. One who hires others does not need to be an unpaid bookkeeper for the federal government or an accomplice in the government's theft of the wages of its workers by their own documents. It's just incredible that they have perpetuated this massive and monstrous fraud. But you see, they come along with their big guns, their little SWAT teams, and arrest people like the Browns to send a message out. Hey, sure, whatever. You can say what we're doing is illegal. Maybe you can even prove it. But that isn't going to stop us from coming after you. We're going to get Billy Buck and Bobby Joe Johnston, and we're going to come in and raid your house and shoot up the place, and we're going to put you away just for questioning us. Unbelievable. Here's another fallacy involved with the income tax. All U.S. citizens are required to obtain a Social Security number. Is that true? Again, notice, guys. Notice how they play the game. They tell you it's a voluntary tax-paying society, and it is. They can't legally impose this on you. But to make sure you comply, they arrange it so that it's taken out of your check automatically before you get it. It's the same with Social Security. Oh, it's voluntary. You don't need to have a Social Security number, right? But from the time you're born, they coerce parents into signing their kids up with a Social Security number. In fact, they don't even coerce them anymore. They just assign the kid, and you sign the form approving it without even knowing. You don't have to do that. They don't need a flipping Social Security number. So now they're marked for life. They're going to be followed and tracked and traced through that number when there's – but again, you see how they do it, just like with the paycheck. It's voluntary, but they take it out before you get it. Social Security number, it's voluntary, but they assign your kid to it from birth and convince you that it's something you have to do when it's not. Excuse me. Again, guys, the fact is the Social Security Administration readily admits in its standard form letter to anyone who asks, quote, the Social Security Act does not require a person to have a Social Security number in order to live and work in the United States, nor does it require a number simply for the sake of having one. And yet everywhere you go, Social Security number, what's your Social Security number? Oh, sorry, I don't have a Social Security number. I can't help you. Hogwash, they can't. Oh, we've been so hoodwinked in this country, man. Just chomping on the mutton and blindly following along with whatever the wolf tells us. America, when are you going to wake up? Snap out of it. Title 42 of the United States Code, Section 405B, states under subsection 2 that Social Security numbers are assigned, quote, to an individual who is an applicant for or recipient of benefits. Applicant, one who applies, who volunteers. So, once again, there simply is no law that requires a U.S. citizen to obtain or use a number or to get one for his or her child. Are you shocked? Well, it gets worse. The IRS can't even establish a record in its computer database system by law for any entity that does not volunteer to number itself, whether a corporation, a partnership, or an individual person, which is why those who choose not to apply for a Social Security number are non-taxpayers or non-income taxpayers and are never contacted by the IRS their entire lives. All right, guys, we got a caller here, Jim in Vegas. Welcome to the show, Jim.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Been enjoying your show.
Did you just make a killing at the casino and you want to know if you have to pay tax?
No. I'm actually out of an area. I don't have reception except for about...
You know what? We've got to go to break. Can you hold with us till after the break?
Boy, yeah.
Okay, stick with us, man. We'll be right back.
I'll wait.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, guys. Back to Two-Thirds Radio. Once again, I'm not going to have time, obviously, to finish these notes. I've got quite a bit more here to cover. But anybody wants these notes, I tell you, it covers all the bases. It's all documented. It totally destroys the IRS's case. Just email me at truthhurtsradio@AOL.com, Hertz being spelled H-E-R-T-Z, and I'll be happy to send the transcripts off to you. Anyway, we've got another caller waiting, so let me go quick again to Jim in Vegas, and then we'll try to get to Fred, who's waiting on the line as well. Go ahead, Jim. Yeah, you kind of broke up there. Come again.
And I learned along the way, I absolutely believe what you're talking about. My youngest two children, I refused to get a Social Security number.
Good, cool.
We had a someone come to our home and help deliver my two youngest children.
Midwife, yeah. That's the way to go. You know what, Jim, you're really breaking bad. Are you still there? I think we lost Jim. I tell you what, let's go quick to Fred. Sorry about that, Jim. Maybe you can call in another show or tomorrow or something. But, yeah, that's great to hear, folks. It's, you know, if you can do it, that's the way to go. Find a midwife, have your kids born at home. They won't even know they exist. You don't have to get them into this fraudulent system in the first place because you take them to the hospital and they put so much pressure on you, it's almost impossible to avoid the Social Security number today. Probably call CPS on you. Anyway, Fred Smart, welcome to the show. I guess you're up in New Hampshire, eh?
No, I'm here in Chicago, but I'm giving you guys the first crack at all of these breaking information. We got Walter Reddy on the ground, who's a supporter of Ron Paul and exposing a lot of what's happening. There's some incredible information. He's on the line right now, and we need help. Because some incredible things are happening. Walter Reddy is on the line with us right now from New Hampshire. Walter, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Hi.
Walter, you're on Republic Broadcasting, so, you know, get your bullhorn out. We need help. Go ahead. Tell everyone
what's
happening.
Yeah, Walter, we only got a minute or two, so, you know,
okay,
just try to give us
real quick.
Well, we're trying to pressure the Secretary of State to get this Republican recount started right now. They've had the
awesome
money. Albert Howard has given them the money last week. They're stalling on this. These ballots are not really secure. They're bringing them into this building. They're putting labels on them, which can be removed and pushed back down, like Bev Harris has reported. We have to, if anyone from New Hampshire, or you can get to New Hampshire, please come here as an observer. We need to get the, we're trying to right now put enough pressure on them to start this recount now. They're very vulnerable where they are, these ballots.
This is the LaRouche thing that he pushed for?
71 South Fruit Street in Concord, New Hampshire. The building, there's an adjacent building. There's a lot of strange activity going on here. The adjacent building, about 50 yards away, we've been doing some surveillance at night and everything else.
Is the Ron Paul team pushing for this as well?
No, Ron Paul is not pushing this at all. These are just supporters of Ron Paul who are at the leading edge. Walter Reddy is at the leading edge of this. And, Walter, you've witnessed people in the middle of the night coming and going with lights on in this elementary school right next door to
this. It's not an elementary school. It's still called the Toby Vocational School.
Got it.
And they've 11:30 at night, there's people coming in with their keys and getting into the building. It's in close proximity to the archives building, which is just down the hill.
Okay, unfortunately, we're really out of time. Any last thing, quickly?
They're there. They've got a security camera in the back with their van, and it's just weird.
Right, anything quick? We've got about 10 seconds.
Yeah. Well, if anybody can help, please send an email to voteinsunshine@gmail.com. That's voteinsunshine@gmail.com. We'll hook them up with Walter.
Excellent. All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Take care, folks.
Thank
See you tomorrow.
With recent